Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump gives a historic speech at Liberty University. In America, he said, we do not worship government, we worship God. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, President George W. Bush and Barack Obama gave their first ever commencement speech as a president to Notre Dame University. But Donald Trump chose his first commencement ever as the president of the United States, Liberty University.
A Christian university.
That in and of itself, Trump choosing Liberty, is a huge message.
Boy.
It's historic. Never before in the history of Liberty University has a president chosen that university as their first place for commencement, but Donald Trump did. The only other president to have spoken at Liberty's commencement was President George H.W. Bush during the time of Dr. Jerry Falwell Sr. This message was a powerful message. And in contrast to some of the liberal Democrats like Senator Warren, who said she couldn't stay out of politics in her commencement speech at some other university, President Donald Trump focused his message, Matt, on the graduates. And it was a powerful message that any graduate in the country would be challenged to hear. A powerful message, 35 minutes from President Donald Trump speaking to the largest crowd ever at commencement. 50,000 people gathered in Williams Football Stadium. And it was an incredible event. Jerry Falwell Jr. spoke as the president of Liberty University. And Ben Solem, a graduating senior, commissioned on Friday. On Saturday during the commencement, a day later, his first day as a commissioned officer, he's on the platform leading 50,000 people and national television audience in the Pledge of Allegiance. President Donald Trump is there as well, leading the president in the pledge, shook hands with the president and saluted him as the commander-in-chief. Amazing day for this young man who is a Covenant Journey alumni and also a Covenant Journey ambassador, meaning that as an alumni, he's also been chosen to go again on a subsequent Covenant Journey trip to be a student leader. He is a young man that we need to watch.
Yeah, Matt, you mentioned President Trump's commencement address, and you contrast and compare that with President Obama's at Notre Dame, and you may recall that while at Notre Dame, the Obama administration and his and the folks that were with him insisted that all Christian symbols be covered up, be covered with blankets, be blocked off. And this is at Notre Dame, a renowned Catholic university, but the president demanded that those symbols of the Christian faith be covered. You contrast that with the words of President Trump here, and certainly these words have the secular left up in arms, but truer words have never been spoken. He said, in America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
And, wow, that's so powerful.
You know, just so powerful. He said, as long as I am your president, no one is ever going to stop you from practicing your faith. And he talked about protecting Christianity. He gave a clarion call to the students to get out and just to kind of take the world, you know, by the horns and to use their faith as their guidepost in all
Absolutely.
That they do. It was just really an amazing speech.
And he called on the students to be champions for Christ and encourage them to maintain faith in God. He said, as long as you have that, you will not fail. I mean, this is a new day, folks.
It's amazing.
This
it's
is
just
awesome.
Incredible.
Oh.
This is like only 120 days or so into his presidency.
Yeah.
He said, in my short time in Washington, I have seen firsthand how the system is broken. A small group of failed voices who think they know everything, and he goes on to say, want to tell you everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. You're not going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you are right. He called on the students to, quote, challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems. After all, he pointed out, I think I did.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing. These messages coming from the president, not only for him to speak at Liberty University as the first commencement, in the history of his presidency, choosing that is a major statement. Then say he's always going to stand for you to your right to worship. As long as I'm president, no one's ever going to stop you from practicing your faith or from preaching what's in your heart, he declared. And then encouraging them to buck the established system and stand for truth because you know you are right and don't back down. What a challenge to these Liberty University graduates.
That's a new day, that's for sure.
And Matt, obviously you and I have a kind of a Liberty has a special place in our hearts. So this, the fact that President Trump chose Liberty University is important to us. You were the dean for a number of years, the dean of Liberty University School of Law. I was an associate dean there. And so it was such a blessing to see him on that campus, to see the stadium just
packed,
absolutely overflowing. And just the idea of Air Force One flying and landing in Little Lynchburg, Virginia, to me is just so cool to me.
Yeah, you know, and while I was there, I remember Air Force One did touch and go practice landings just in case they needed that as a landing strip for whatever reason, for security purposes. And they were flying the Air Force One in and out, and I could see it from the window there in my office as the dean. But those Air Force Ones didn't have the President of the United States on it. This was just the pilots practicing. But this Air Force One had the President of the United States on it, and Jerry Falwell Jr. was able to ride in the President's armored limo from Air Force One into the campus of Liberty University. Liberty University, of course, is the largest Christian university in the world. It has 14,000 to 15,000 plus students on campus residentially. And another online group that come up to about almost 100,000 people, largest Christian university in the world. And the motto is Training Champions for Christ. The amazing thing too, Matt, when you look at the history of Liberty University, it was 10 years ago last May, May 15, that Dr. Jerry Falwell Sr. went on to be with the Lord. And that was on a Tuesday. Graduation was on that following Saturday, the same week. So this was the 10-year remembrance of Dr. Jerry Falwell's homecoming. 10 years later, the newly elected President of the United States speaks at Liberty University. I mean, what an amazing story. You couldn't script something quite like this. The largest crowd ever for a graduation. I mean, that's a massive crowd. I don't know any other universities. There may be some that have 50,000 people in attendance for graduation, but this was massive.
And some were even sitting. I know one of our attorneys was even sitting behind in a car behind there, you know, listening because he was able to hear and see. But, you know, to me, what a great example of leadership. Not to point to him, but to say, we do not worship government, we worship God.
Yeah, and you know, one of the amazing things was we have a number of our Covenant Journey alumni that have gone on our Covenant Journey trip, as I was following them over the weekend, who had been graduating across the country in multiple colleges and universities, and some of them certainly were at Liberty. But when you saw the cameras that would pan the audience, and also including Ben Solem, who was actually on the platform leading in the Pledge of Allegiance. He's a Covenant Journey alumni, as I mentioned. He went in 2015 and 2016 as a leader. But you also had Lauren. She just graduated from Liberty University School of Law, went on a Covenant Journey trip in May of 16. You had
Kate,
Sage and Savannah. They were pictured. These are all people as they're panning the crowd.
Yeah.
Flashed on national television.
That's right. Lauren had a Make America Great hat on.
She took off her purple graduation hat.
So they zoomed in on her.
And had a Make America Great hat on.
Yeah.
And she was on national television. Sage and Savannah were on national television. Others were, as you saw.
Yeah, Tate
was there. We're talking about, I forgot how many thousands of people graduated, but there were 6,100 students graduating actually present. Mm. But there were thousands more that had actually graduated from around the country. 6,100 people were actually present as far as the graduate students. And out of that huge crowd of 50,000, we're like, oh, there's a Covenant Journey alumni, there's Sage, there's Savannah. It's amazing to see these young Christian leaders and to be blessed with such a message. What a change. Join with Liberty Council in our fight to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage, and the family. We have a lot of opportunities at this time, but we also have significant challenges. So we covet your prayers, and we certainly need your financial support and partnership. Go to lc.org to support the ministries.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.